When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, aka Mr. Mental Illness himself, from TikTok and Instagram and everywhere. Today's episode is going to be about the new supply, the new victim, the next person in line for the narcissist and whatnot. So, one of the main questions, I'm going to jump right into it, y'all. I'm not going to waste any time because I'm trying to keep it short and sweet. One of the main questions I get on TikTok, it's like, should I warn the next supply? Like, I was discarded. He cheated on me. He's a terrible person. He's a terrible father. She's a terrible mother. She's a terrible person. She cheated on me. Should I warn the next person what they're in for? Me, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, y'all. Do not try to warn the next supply. I know you in your mind, you might be thinking like, I'm going to be the good person. I'm an empath. I'm going to warn the next person and let them know what they're in for. Nope. It hardly ever turns out like that. A lot of times it turns out that you end up being an enemy to the next supply, to the new supply, to the new person in the narcissist's life. You end up being an enemy. And I know you're wondering, like, how do I end up being an enemy? Triangulation. Like, the narcissist is so calculated. We are, like, so calculated in our moves that we, like, it's weird. Like, we were literally, like, when we're moving on, we get to the next person, we were literally start bad-mouthing you, bad-talking you, down-talking you to the next person. Like, hey, look. I'm talking from the man perspective because I'm a man. Like, hey, look, my ex is crazy. Like, she literally is crazy. That's why I'm with you. That's why I'm not with her anymore. Like, she is a crazy person. Like, we didn't hurt you. We didn't fit together anymore. So that's why I'm with you. Like, and she might reach out to you. She might try to bad talk me. This is the type of person she is. You know, I don't want to I feel weird bad talking her right now, you know, but I just have to let you know to forewarn you that she might reach out to you. So, like, if she reaches out, just know that she's just jealous of us. She wants your spot. She wants me back and things like that. So, don't listen to anything she has to say. So, when you decide that you want to be a good person and reach out to the next person, you look crazy because a narcissist has already turned the next person against you. You already have an enemy. You don't even know it. You think you're reaching out trying to be, like, have girl power, boy power, whatever. And you end up looking crazy. You end up looking like the enemy. Like, man, this person really hates me and doesn't know me. Like, what the hell happened? Like, you end up looking so bad. And the narcissist is smiling the whole time. Like, I know it. And look, as a narcissist, we hope that you reach out. We want you to reach out. Because guess what happens? It actually builds trust with the next person. Like, you reaching out to the new supply actually helps us build trust. Because we already warned them that you were going to reach out. We already warned them what you were going to say. So now it looks like we are the honest person to the next supply, to the next victim or whatever. We look honest. Like, hey, look, I told you I wouldn't lie to you. I told you she was going to say this. I told you that she was going to reach out. And look, I'm trying to build trust between me and you. So I told you what was going to happen. And look, it did happen. Now the next person trusts me more because you decided to reach out and try to be a good person and warn them of what I was about to do to them or warn them what they were in store for. So now you end up like, now I get more trust because of you. And you like now you have an enemy. She's already an enemy, but now because you reached out, she's more of an enemy because of that. So now it's like that. Well, I told you, so thank you. And now you're wondering, like, what the hell did I do? Like, how did I have an enemy now? Like, what did I do? I was trying to be the good person. I was trying to be the bigger person, and it drives you crazy because you might be a good person. You might actually have good intent. We're trying to save the next person from being a victim of narcissistic abuse or narcissistic personality disorder and whatnot. You might try to save them from that, but now you look crazy. And that drives you crazy. Like, you know, now you got to you might have to co-parent with me and the new person I have in my life. You might have to deal with that now. And it sucks. Like I said, it sucks, but that's how it's like a setup. It's like a game plan. It's like pathological. It's like so cold and calculated. It just happens. It just kind of rolls off the tongue. A lot of people ask me, are you consciously doing this? Like, I know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? When I'm doing it, I know what I'm doing. But, I don't plan. It's, like, it's kind of pre-planned, but it's not at the same time. It's, like, consciously unconscious, if you can get what that means. It's, like, you're just doing it. Like, you know what you're doing, but, you don't know why you're doing it. You're just like going through the motions of your life. This is how this is how your life has been. So to answer the question, long story short, to answer the question, don't want a new supply. And like I said, I know it's tough. I know it's going to be tough because, like, you might actually be trying to save that person from, like, stress and struggling and things like that. But, like, now you look crazy. You already have an enemy because the whole time, like, it really doesn't matter how the relationship ended either. Like, you could have discarded the narcissist or they could have discarded you. It all the same way with the next person. It all ends up going the same way with the next person. Like, we have already set it up. We have already set the stage for you to come in there and be a new character in our store. And like I said, you might be a good person. You might be a great person. And you just like, look, I'm going to reach out and I'm gonna help this girl out. And then you end up looking crazy. And now you're mad as hell. Now you're wishing bad on the next person. Now you have an enemy. And a lot of times people are like, when you get an enemy, you like, or you give me bad energy, I'm going to give you bad energy. So now the narcissist is sitting in the middle, have two people fighting over him. And just like, oh, yep. Everybody wants me. This is life. This is how life is going to go. This is how I'm going to live. Now, like I said, now you look bad. Now you look like a bad person, even though you're not a bad person. It's just weird how the narcissist mind works. And I think people like look at me and just like, you're so bad. You're a bad person. I'm like, come on now. I'm like literally giving you my perspective, like literally telling you what is going on, but people, like a lot of people don't listen to me. So like, the next thing about the new supply is that, like, the new supply, a lot of times, might seem like a... My phone dropped, sorry, y'all. The new supply might, a lot of times, seem like a downgrade from you. You might be a 9, 8, 9, 7, 8, 9, 10. But the next person I get might be a 3 or a 4, or might be overweight, might be underweight, might not have a good job, might not do this, might not do that. And it just drives you crazy. Like, and it creates confusion in your head. You're like, what the hell did he, like, how, like, what is wrong with me? Like, and people know what they look like. You're like, well, I'm a 10. He moved on to a 5. Like, what, how, why? That's a downgrade. And you see that feeling right there? That questioning you just did? That's the point right there. That is literally the point. We want you to question yourself. Like, because sometimes you might be prettier than us. You might look better than us. You might be more attractive than the narcissist. So how do we hurt you? How do we make you feel bad? How do we make you question yourself? By downgrading, by moving on, by cheating on you with somebody that looks worse than you. Like, what the hell is going on with me? So now the narcissist kind of dragging you down to the depths of narcissism. Now you're questioning yourself. Now you're questioning your beauty. Now you might start reaching out to us and asking us these questions. You might reach out to the new supply and ask them the question, like, what the hell you mean? And you're mad and you're spreading rumors. Now you're mad. Now you look crazy. And we, like I said, we've moved on. Hey, look, I'm happy with her. I don't know what you have against her, but things how it is. And like I said, there's no set like diagram or like layout for the next person either. Like the next person could be exactly like you, could look like you, could act like you, could work with you, could be your friend, could be your mom. You just never know. It could be exactly like you, or somebody close to you, or it could be, it could be the exact polar opposite of you. It could be somebody exactly different than you, like your polar opposite. Like, what the hell? And the new supply, like the crazy thing about it is, like, when we are in a relationship with you, you are literally teaching us how to love bomb the new supply. You're teaching us like what women or what the next man or the next woman will really want. So at the beginning of the next relationship, the narcissist is giving the next person everything that you wanted because we know that makes people happy. We know that's what people want. So we are literally giving them what you want because we know that makes people happy. We know that makes the next person happy. We know that makes you happy. And we can control the next person's happiness. So they're love bombed to hell. They're getting love bombed. And here you come trying to warn them. It's like, hey, he's not a good person. He's faking you. He doing this. He doing that. But like, we're in Paris now because you wanted to go to Paris. You told us Paris was on your bucket list. So we're in Paris. Why are you hating on her? And the next person will be mad at you. So now you have an enemy. So that's another thing right there. That's another one of the crazy parts of right there. Like, it's always a setup. You know what I mean? It's always something behind it. It's always something behind the scenes. It's always something going on. Like, you have to prepare yourself. Like, and I know it sounds dark, and I know it sounds like, not. It's just it's weird, man. It's weird how my mind works. And like the next supply, like will literally get everything that you wanted, and it will drive you crazy, and it will start questioning yourself. You'd be like, "Why was I not good enough to get that trip? Why was I not good enough to get that car? Why was I this? Why was I that?" And you'll start questioning yourself, and you'll become, you could become jealous, and you could become enraged, and you could reach out to the next person, and you could let your anger out on the next person, or you could try to let the anger out on us. And guess what? We've already warned the next person about that. So, hey, I told you she was going to do this. And now we have built trust. You have helped us build trust with the next person by unleashing the anger that was well deserved. And it's just like, it's just crazy how that works. And I was like, I'm not laughing because it's like, it's a good thing. I'm just laughing because of how sinister and how weird and calculated that I've been in my life by doing crazy stuff like that. You know what I mean? It is crazy. So now, yeah, I hit the 10-minute mark. Like, so now I'm gonna, like I did last time, I'm gonna go through my TikTok and read some questions off, and I'm going to answer them really, really quick. So this question is from Mellow Mom Mua, M-U-A, one of my faves. She said, how should the old supply handle the new supply becoming a flying monkey? If you want to handle the new supply becoming a flying monkey, don't go through the circus. Don't engage with them. They're going to come and attack you. They're going to smear you on social media. They're going to do everything. Have receipts. Keep the receipts ready. And stay ready. Like, don't, like, if you engage with them with the back and forth, trying to prove a point, trying to prove that your ex is a narcissist, trying to down talk your ex. They've been love bombed. They don't see past the love bomb. They don't see past the shield of the narcissism. They don't know. So now you, like, the more and more you go in, the more and more you look like an enemy. The more and more you look like you're just jealous of what they have going on now. The more and more you look like you want what they have. So, you don't want to be a part of a fly monkey? Don't go through the circus. What's another one on that one? I'm going to read another one real quick. I'm just scrolling through one real quick, y'all. I'm not trying to hold y'all here forever. I'm sorry. what's another one? Sorry. Are they happier with the new supply? Not necessarily. At first, it will seem like they're like the narcissist is happy, but it's really just that going to the next, like literally going to the next person to get your feel from, going to the next like gas station, like we aren't empty, we need to fill up on this person. Then you drain that person, like this person's ran out of gas, we go to the next person. Like eventually, the mask or whatever they call it, the mask will drop and the narcissist will show themselves. And like what you have been trying to tell the next person will come to fruition. You just have to let it be because you can't force it. I mean, you can force it, you can go crazy and end up getting locked up and show up at the house and do all kinds of craziness, but it literally just makes you look bad. Another one. Our relationship is not doing good, and I often wonder if he's already talking to his new supply, just waiting for me to leave. That could be a definite possibility. Like, he could literally be already in another relationship, and he doesn't want to break up with you because he doesn't want to look bad. Like, he wants to tell everybody else that, hey, look, I gave this relationship my all. I tried my hardest, and we just didn't work out, and she left me. And they can tell the kids, too, like, look, mommy, we're not together anymore because mommy left me before another person because like she didn't want to work with the heart of the relationship. The whole time the narcissist already has mentally checked out of your relationship. Whole time gone already. So mentally prepared for that. Recycle supply and why they go back to them. I'm assuming this comment means that like the narcissist went back to like his ex or the baby mama or whatever. Because it's easy. You go to what's common. You go to what you know. But hey, even though I treated this person badly, they're going to want me back because like I can get back in there. We have a kid together. Let me get back in there. You know, it's easier to go back to something you do know as opposed to trying to go, like navigate the waters of something you don't know, if you know what I mean. Sorry, y'all. I'm trying to say, I can't wait. How long does it take for their relationship to fall apart? It could be years. That could be the last relationship they in. Like, don't wait on that. Don't wait on that, because if you're waiting on that for your own pleasure or for your own, like, you know, if you're waiting on them to fall apart for your own pleasure or for you to get him back, don't do that. Or her back, don't do that, because you might be there for a long time. You might be the side piece for 10 years. And then you're going to feel really bad about yourself. And the narcissist, like, hey, look, I never said I was going to leave her. Like, I told you I was unhappy. And that's what they'll do. Like, the narcissist will literally move on and tell you that they're not happy with the next person. Like, look, I don't know why we didn't work out. Like, me and her, we just don't fit together like me and you did. Like, why am I with her? Like, this is weird. Like, I still love you. I still care about you. Like, and they say stuff like that to not get you to move on, to, like, keep you on the hook. Like, you don't move on because you think there's another chance because you're trauma bonded. You think there's another chance to get your family back together or to get your boyfriend back, get your husband back. So you don't move on. you listen to these lies, the whole time they're happy with the next person, and they're not going to leave them. I'm going to ask like two more of these, y'all. Why are they trying to make the new spot into you, even though they started you? Sorry. Why did they go for a new supply who is just like them? I'm not sure. I go for people who vibe with me. You know what I mean? Vibes. I read vibes. I read energy. If you give me the right energy, it don't even matter what you look like. Like, if you give me the right energy, I'll go for you. You know, it's just sometimes it's just about energy. It has nothing to do with anything else except for energy. It's all about reading energy and feeling the energy from different people and things like that. One more question, y'all. I'm so glad, y'all. Like, if you're still here, I love you. You know what I mean? I love you as much as a narcissist can love. You know how people say narcissists can't love. So I love you much, as much as a narcissist can love. I put so much into our relationship where the new supply reaped the benefits of the love I poured into him and showed him. Yes. Yep. 100%. And you have to be okay with that. Because like I said in the beginning, they're going to get everything that you wanted. And it's going to piss you off. You're going to be like, I put so much work into this relationship. I tried so hard. I did this. I did that. For him to give it to somebody else is going to break you. But the good thing about being broken is you can put yourself back together better. You can listen to these videos. You can come back and feel like you realize that you deserve more. Like that person was not, you know, didn't deserve you. That narcissist did not deserve you. And it's point blank period. And that's what keeps you there. But that's what keeps people holding on longer right there too, though. The fact that they're like, hey, I've been working so hard in this relationship. I fixed this man. I don't want anybody else to reap the benefits. And then you get your heart broke because you try to fix somebody. Every time you try to fix a broken person, you get a broken heart. You can't fix people. You're not the human version of Bob the Builder. You know what I mean? Don't do that. But that's my last question that I'm gonna answer today. But like, thank you for tuning in. I got a long 17 minutes, y'all. I love when I get to talking, I don't stop though. You know what I mean? But anyways, y'all, thank you for tuning in so much. Like, if you want to ask me a one-on-one question that you definitely need a definitive answer to, just send me a message. Like, I'm gonna put my link tree in the comments or in the bio. Click on the link tree and you can schedule a meeting with me. I can answer your question in depth, give you 9-10 minute video like this, in depth about my experiences and how I feel about things like that. And thank y'all for tuning in. Like, subscribe, comment, interact. Thank y'all so much. I promise y'all, like, y'all mean the world to me. Thank you.